All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And I don't see her answering her phone just yet because I called too soon. Maybe I don't know where she is. I can text her, though. She's, oh, no, there she is. Nicole, are you there?
Here
you
I
there?
Am. Yeah.
Well, hi. Well, how hi. Are you?
Hi.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit.
Oh, it went away.
Okay. It does.
Skype figured its business out.
Yeah. Once in a while, it does what it's supposed to. Speaking of doing what it's supposed to, Wednesdays are supposed to be partially about recommendals, and damn it, here they are with Nicole Spag. It's good.
Yay.
Good to have you on. How's your December so far?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, three days into it.
Yeah. Was your big...
How are these 3 days treating you so far?
How was your big Thanksgiving bash? I know you always go a little, not overboard, but you like to go crazy, and it's great.
You know what I did this year? Mm. I kind of let the grandmoms take over the sides. I just cooked the turkey.
Oh,
it was kind of nice.
That's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. That's crowdsource that meal is what you need to do.
I did. Kickstarted it.
That's right. Well, it's good to have you on. We talk about movie recommendations from streaming services, and we have been doing these themes lately, which everyone's been loving. I've been loving it.
I did. Me too.
Today's Dysfunctional Family Movie Day, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
I thought it was Jackie Chan Buddy Cop movie.
Shoot, Brian. Back to the drawing board for you. Well, good. Well, where do you want to start? What do you want to do?
Oh, okay. So I have no idea what you're going to pick. It's such a generic topic that this could go anywhere.
Yeah.
I have no idea where this segment's going to go.
Yeah, could be
so interesting. So I'm going to ask you, would you like a funny dysfunctional family film or a serious dysfunctional family film?
Let's, for the sake of just...
I picked a funny one, so maybe we do want to balance it out.
Yeah, give us a serious
Unless
one.
Unless Scott picked... Because I thought...
Mine's pretty serious.
Mine's
pretty serious, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't have been my first pick, but the stuff I was going to pick wasn't streaming.
Oh.
So, like, I was going to say...
team part, right?
Well, I was going to do Family Stone or Royal Tannenbaums or something like that, but they are not streaming currently.
Mm.
And they're both great examples of dysfunctional families. And also, I mean, Tannenbaums is funny, but also weird and also...
Kind of the ultimate.
Sad.
The ultimate dysfunctional family.
Yeah, they're pretty weird. But... So I picked a serious one. So you do a funny one, I'll do a serious one.
Okay. All right. So my funny one is the 1989 film The Burbs.
Ah.
With Tom Hanks. I feel like I'm the only one that enjoyed this movie.
No, Brian Dunaway thinks it's the greatest thing ever made.
It is
funny. It is a very uncomfortable, funny movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a neighbor. Of course, they're in the suburbs. And the house next to Tom Hanks' house is like this. It reminds me of like the Addams Family house, right? Mm-hmm. It's just broken.
Creepy.
Right. Not painted. And... The block is the picture perfect neighborhood of what you think of suburbia. Corey Feldman is in this movie.
Yep.
Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern, baby. Just saw him in Freaking last week. We talked about Nebraska, and there he is again. It's great.
Carrie Fisher is in it as Tom Hanks' wife, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. So it's just ridiculous and silly. And Tom Hanks is obsessed with the new neighbors that move into this house, and they're weird. And Bruce Dern's character is like USA guy, and he raises the flag every morning. So they all have their quirks. It's almost like kind of like Desperate Housewives.
Mm.
Like, I think, I feel like Desperate Housewives was inspired by this.
Like
movie.
A Wisteria Lane-esque. Yeah, it kind of is. Totally is.
Yeah. So, it's just ridiculous and silly, and the families are hilarious, and you get just a quirky insight into, you know, probably what Europe thinks that the suburbs are like.
That sounds about right to me. I liked it a lot. I'm also one who liked it. I think it's just it's just kind of twisted and out of its time. Like, it feels like it was a little ahead of its time.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
So I think a lot of people maybe at the time didn't quite know what to make of it. But
I forgot Malachi from Children of the Corn is in it.
Right.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
You know what's cool is Tom Hanks kind of had a few movies like this where they felt daring and weird. Like Joe versus the Volcano is still one of the weirdest damn things you'll ever see. Even the Money Pit is really kind of twisted. Like, it's there was a period there where he was making movies that kind of people weren't making, and
this is
one of them.
They weren't like straight ahead comedies.
So this is only streaming, I think, on Netflix. I didn't see it on Amazon. So,
well, there you go.
It's where you'll find it.
I like that one. My serious recommendation before we get to Brian's serious recommendation.
Mm-hmm. No, I have a funny recommendation.
Yeah, so you're like the serious.
I'm the middle.
You're the serious.
You're the serious Oreo filling between our two comedy chocolate cookies.
I'm the grim piece of meat in this sandwich. It's not that grim, but it's the Hatfields and the McCoys.
I had a feeling you were going to pick that.
Yeah, wow. You don't get much more.
Or Sopranos. I was.
You don't get much more dysfunctional, I think, than the Hatfields and McCoys, at least in this depiction. So this is the newer Kevin Costner History Channel miniseries that was awesome, really, really good, and Costner's amazing in it. So is Hudson.
Oh, Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah,
is amazing in it. It is, and everybody, lots of little parts from people you either know or don't know that are really great. It's just really well acted, and it's great to see a Western that has some historical accuracy, and I'm sure some of this stuff is fluffed up a little bit, but it's awesome. It's a great watch. If you haven't seen it,
I've heard great things about it.
Totally worth watching. I think some people may have written it off going, History Channel, they don't make good movies, you know? But like AMC or a million other channels have proven, you totally can with the right people and budgets, and this is awesome. So Hatfield
only on Netflix.
Correct. Now, if Netflix was still streaming The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, I might have recommended that.
Wow. Yeah, that's a...
It's a documentary, but...
A dysfunctional documentary, yeah.
And those people, dude. I mean, for real, the most dysfunctional family I've ever seen on camera. Mm-hmm. Are those people, but that is no longer streaming, which is a real shame because that's so worth seeing and it's such a great cautionary tale and worth watching. But that's not up there. So if you're looking for angry, pissed off, broken families, well, the Hatfields and McCoys, they got something for you.
Well, there's a reason why that's kind of like lore and almost a fairy tale.
Yeah.
It's kind of morphed into its own thing, right? Yeah.
They're the legendary broken families.
Yeah.
Like they represent the great American busted family. Yeah. And you're right about the fairy tale nature of it, because even though it is all based on real stuff and there's still some weird things between those two families to this day,
I'm married to half of it.
Oh,
I'm married to a McCoy. Yeah.
No way, dude.
And there was a guy named Hatfield that worked with Tina's dad at the hospital that wouldn't even talk to him because
really?
Of that.
Like, really?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Still to this day, in like the 1990s, this was before 2000, that wouldn't talk to him because it was like this deep rooted feud thing.
I think that's hilarious.
It's so weird.
It should continue really on forever. Crazy. It should continue forever because it's so dumb. Like anybody living now has anything to be mad about, yet they still retain this weird thing.
I'm not going to talk to you.
You're a Hatfield. 300 years ago, somebody I don't have any connection to did something to somebody else, so I'm going to be pissed now.
Stepped on my property.
Yeah, basically.
He shot a deer on my property.
Property. I like when you get all Midwest on me. I like that. That was pretty good.
I can pull it out sometime.
I know. I like it. All right, Brian.
I'm going to correct myself, too, and The Burbs is streaming on Amazon Prime, so you can find one on both Amazon Prime and Netflix.
Very nice. I noticed this year, thank goodness, Netflix figured out their crap and realized that they shouldn't pull Planes, Trains, and Automobiles the week before Thanksgiving like they did last year. Big dummies.
Oh, God, that's crazy.
Yeah, this year they kept it, so that's good.
Whoops.
All right, Brian, what's yours? What do you got?
Mine is from 1996. It's a film about adopted parents and road trip and licking the armpit of Patricia Arquette. It is Flirting with Disaster.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
That is a weird one.
This is a weird one, but I think it's so funny and so quirky. It is, and people going to Netflix, please disregard the box art. The box art makes it look like something that totally isn't.
Yeah.
With this weird, sexy photo of Patricia Arquette. So it's about Ben Stiller and Patricia Arquette. They're a married couple who are having a baby, and Ben Stiller is an adopted son who doesn't know his birth mother, doesn't know his birth parents. And before he can give his son a name, He feels like he needs to have this trek to go meet his real parents. And his adopted parents are Mary Tyler Moore and George Segal, and they're hilarious. And his and there we go. Yes. Scott found the photo of licking Patricia Arquette's armpit.
Gross. Nice. Gross. Well, I'm trying to understand why that would be a thing that would ever happen, but I guess I need to see the movie to figure it
people
out.
People have their quirks.
All right.
That's Josh Brolin, by the way.
Oh, that's Josh Brolin?
Yes.
He's so young.
It's even better. So they make this journey to find Ben Stiller's real mom and dad, and and stuff happens along the way. Taya Leone is kind of the therapist that travels along with them. Alan Alda and Lily Tomlin are this hilarious couple that figure into this somehow, and just the scenes alone with Alan Alda and Lily Tomlin are worth its weight in gold. I mean, this movie is so funny. And totally recommend it. Came out in 1996, available streaming on Netflix, and worth checking out. Oh, this is a David O. Russell. I did not realize this was a David O. Russell. So if you liked American Hustle by David O. Russell, you might like this.
You might like American Armpit by David O. Russell.
You know what movie I thought you were just kind of based on how you were describing it? Yeah. I thought for a minute you were going to pick the serious one that I was going to suggest, which was The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah, that is a serious movie.
Yeah. With Julianne Moore and
Mark Ruffalo,
Annette Bening,
owner.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'd watch.
Yeah, there
Mark.
Were a couple that I looked for that weren't. Dan in Real Life, I was hoping for, but that's not streaming.
Oh, I love Dan in Real Life.
Yeah,
that's a great movie. Even though I hate Dane Cook and he's in it, but
yeah, it's about the only thing I really like by Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to re-recommend Jeff Who Lives at Home, mm-hmm. but it's not streaming anymore, unfortunately. I recommend that a while back, and I thought that was an unexpected great film.
Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Why do I not remember?
It's about a guy and his three sisters, and I can't remember who play all of his sisters. But
he's a guy. He's played by the guy from How I Met Your Mother, and
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I know the one, and you have talked about it before. I just didn't put two and two together.
They have a interesting family dynamic there too, with Ed Helms. Yeah.
Oh, I realized as we were preparing for this, there are so many movies that fall in this category.
Yes. Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of them aren't streaming.
Yeah. But Hollywood loves a jacked up family is what I'm learning.
Yeah, they do.
They're everywhere. Well, good. This has been fun. I always enjoy this.
This was a good topic.
Before we do a Quizler, we have a topic for next week?
I'm just kind of going down the list, and the next list submitted by Terry JH is Netflix originals.
Oh.
Do you want to do a Netflix original?
Yeah, I would. Why not? Because I want to see, there's something on there I want to watch that I haven't yet that is called a Netflix. I see some of these, it's a little misleading because some of them say a Netflix original, even though it was like a BBC series for 3 years or somebody else did it. So I know they're adopting a lot of things and not. It's not like House of Cards.
I think they buy the rights to it or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So I'll bet I can figure out which. I bet I can guess which Netflix original you're interested in based on your recent delving into The Sopranos.
Really? You think so? Oh, you think it's going to be Lilyhammer, don't you?
That's what I was thinking. I guess not.
I haven't seen that yet. Not yet. Maybe I'll watch one and I'll change my mind. But I have an idea. I like that. That's a good one. So we'll do that next week.
Yeah, I like that too.
Chat room, if you want to play along, feel free. Nicole, anything going on in your world we should mention before you go? Oh, do a Quizler.
Give us a Quizler?
Yeah, we'll do that's what's going on in my world. All right, here we go. did I? Oh, I was for a minute. I thought I closed it.
Oh, wait, here's your theme.
There you go.
Here's your theme. All right, go ahead.
Quizler!
Why don't you go back to the living room and enjoy yourself for us?
Come on, boy. Let's go find your sister.
Oh, the Christmas Vacation.
I'm trying to figure out which one that was. Is that Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
That's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
The Griswolds, I think, are the quintessential dysfunctional.
Yeah, they are.
They were an easy target, so I avoided them because we're going to watch them in like a couple of days. But
I love that line. Let's go find your sister.
Go find your sister. He's so annoying in this movie. He really is the most annoying character. Yeah. And it's on
he
purpose.
It really causes all the problems.
It just makes you hate him. Like, there's parts where you're like, oh. Well, I mean, you love him, but you hate him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if he was real and this was your life, oh, man. Ugh. Get rid of Cousin Eddie.
Worst.
All Shitter's right. full. For-
I almost played the meltdown scene that Chevy Chase was Tylenol. Yeah.
That's really good.
I have many too many.
Hallelujah. Holy fuck.
You know what's funny is my daughter, last night we were doing neighbor gifts and she out of nowhere while we're walking around the neighborhood passing out neighbor gifts.
What is this neighbor gifts?
Oh, you guys don't do that?
Just like casually referencing it. It's like
something
I would
know. We do. We've always done this. Kim makes like a little, it's usually something silly like a, I don't know, like a bag of marshmallows or something. It'll say, these are snowman turds or whatever. Happy Merry Christmas from the Johnsons, that kind of thing. So
there's a shovel so you can clean the crap up off your front lawn.
Not like that. They're all. It's always very nice. This year it's hand soap and some kind of little poem and then, Merry Christmas the Johnsons on there.
Aww.
So she does these things every year. I assumed everybody did these. But
can
maybe
I hire
does.
Her?
Sure. She's all
no
yours.
No kidding.
So we're around walking around the neighborhood, passing them out or giving them to doors, and suddenly Carter out of nowhere behind me starts going, Clark, is your house on fire, Clark? And I turn around and go, what are you doing? She goes, we got to watch that movie. I'm like, I agree, but you can't just Tourette's it out like that in the street.
I would, Carter, I get you. I do that all the time.
She's such That's a nut. Funny. Anyway, anything going on this week you should tell people about?
We have a new Lazy Leap posted hopefully today, and we're recording new Nerd Parents today as well.
Lovely. Who's your guests?
Cleo and Eric.
Oh, lovely.
The regular show.
The regular show.
Catch up, find out what happened during Thanksgiving and all the fun details of having a family over and organizing that.
Well, I can say two things. One, it's a great show, and two,
stops BO as no other leading soap can.
All right, great. Thanks everybody for joining us. It's Nicole Spag. Stay out of trouble. See you later.